Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
See, you heard it. Randy Harris. Todd Yoder said, didn't say knockout radio.
Who is Todd again? What did he play?
Tight end, Bucks, Jaguars, and Redskins.
Legend?
Super Bowl winner. Not a legend. Not a legend, but here from the Clearwater area.
Ring of Honor.
Before we go, our next interview, if you're going to the St. Pete Grand Prix, the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, you can have the opportunity to see Bret Michaels. Or buy tickets to go see Bret Michaels, and you have the opportunity to watch an Indy race.
Oh, that's cool.
Two different ways to look at it.
I like it.
But let's don't get ahead of ourselves. That's in March. This weekend, the UFC returns. It's rare to have a bye week. They're back at it at the Apex. Let's welcome our next guest, Landon Quiones. Landon, how are you?
What's up, my man? I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Since we're broadcasting the national show from the Tampa Bay, Florida area, headed out there in the next couple of days, what's the weather like in Vegas for us Floridians?
To be honest, it's actually pretty nice. It's not too cold. You know, kind of high 60s. The air is a little bit more dry also. So it's actually pretty cozy weather. I'm sure the night is going to be a little colder as the week goes on, but it's been pretty good.
Cool. What's and I know this is just the beginning of fight week, and what's that like? I mean, do you try not to think about, you know, you have a job coming in a couple of days so that you're not falling into the pressure of performing, or do you block it out, or do you want to think about what's coming up on Saturday?
I mean, to be real, like, I've kind of made friends with that pressure, but in all reality, when you're in positions like this, being in the UFC, being the greatest organization in the world for the sport MMA, you know, pressure is a privilege. So when you're here, you got to be grateful you're in this position and just ride the wave however you can, accept it and embrace it. And I'm just happy to be here.
Is the pressure different? I mean, it's always a pressure. I've had numerous friends, you know, all the way up to the UFC, all the way down to amateur ranks. You know, it's always pressure. You're going to get in a fist fight. But is it more because it is the NFL of MMA with the UFC?
I don't really think so. You know, at the end of the day, it is the biggest organization. And, you know, I've been kind of working to be here my whole life. But a fight's a fight. You know, this is not uncharted territory. I already fought in front of 20,000 Australian fans in on UFC 293. So this is not like I haven't been in this position before. I've also fought in the Apex during the Ultimate Fighter. So I don't think it really makes too much of a difference. I'm just ready to get busy.
I was going to bring that up. We'll briefly touch base on the tough experience. What is it like for you to fight in the Apex? I'm mixed. Obviously, you know, fighters want to fight in front of as many people, but I love the Apex. I love how small it is. I love how, whether you're in person or you're watching it on TV, you can hear more than you can, obviously, at a sold-out T-Mobile or whatever. Give me your thoughts on the Apex.
To be honest, it's not my cup of tea. You know, I don't like the quiet environment. I'm someone who thrives in the chaos, you know, and I like the crowd. I feed off the energy. But at the end of the day, fights are fights, and I'll create my own chaos to make it happen. So, yeah.
but you really, you know, you're tired like most of hearing the Ric Flair woo.
What do you mean?
You know, the Ric Flair from the WWE?
Yeah.
You know, that's like, we sometimes time, you know, when the first woo is going to come from the stands.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, but you don't hear it that much at the Apex. You know, it's a really quiet environment. I want to hear that shit go throughout the whole arena.
Okay, and just for the record, he said ship. You know, he knows that I was in the Navy, so he said ship.
Yeah, I did say ship.
So
that's all good.
So Landon, I like to go through, you know, all of our guests, you know, Instagram pages, and you know, a lot of them, it's, you know, their life, and it's like the fishing and the hobbies and the things they're into, and then there's a fight poster every once in a while. Yours is all dedicated to the sport of fighting, it seems like. So one thing we like to do is like to get to know you. So what are those hobbies that you like to do when you're not fighting?
I like to play basketball. I have game nights with my friends. I like to go try different food spots. I love traveling if I have the time. Right now I've been in training camp and been on the grind trying to advance my career, so there hasn't really been a lot of downtime, a lot of focus on improving and training, so I haven't really had the time to do those hobbies. But I feel like I'm a pretty diverse individual. I like to do a lot of different things, but right now it's been just about business, so that's why it seems kind of like that's consumed my whole life, because obviously it has.
All right, so here's the important question, you know, for us, and we can tell you quickly what happened with us last night in an event. Things got out of hand. When I used to play when I was much younger, you know, you go out in the streets and you play. Do you guys call fouls, or do you let, hey, it's ball, whatever happens, happens?
No, you call fouls, but you don't call everything. You know, you got to keep the game a little bit physical. You can't be over here crying like a big baby if someone nudges you or something. It's just part of the game. But, you know, there's a line between playing, like, tough ball and then playing prison ball, you know what I mean? So I'm not trying to play no prison ball. I'm trying to play good. I'm also a professional athlete in another sport, so I'm not over there trying to dive for balls and get hurt, you know?
We went to a charity event last night, and we were on one of those 360
photo booths.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, and the camera kind of goes around in circles. And yeah. What started as, you know, they had a bunch of props, so the moron across from me and the moron across from him, which was obviously be me, instead of putting the stupid glasses and the big floppy hat, we put on boxing gloves. And so what started as what you would do with like a two-year-old baby turned into full blows on about a two-foot-wide circle. So, yeah, things got out of hand, and one of us fell and broke the camera. So it didn't really go very well. I understand you're also a cyclist. We're getting right off of it real quick. You also do a lot of biking, right?
I do a lot of biking. I do. I like to do it on my spare time. I haven't been able to do it lately. The weather hasn't really been improving me going for bike rides because of the weather in Florida. It's been real gloomy, real nasty lately. So it's something I like to do. I like to go to the beach and take a long ride over there. But I just moved recently, so I got to actually find a new route also. So yeah, but
We happen to have a route for you, and if you think you've gone on a long ride, go ahead, Matt.
So 2010, I rode a bicycle from St. Pete, Florida to New York City to deliver a message that pizza is a healthy food.
So are you game? Do you want to ride from Cape Coral to New York City with Matt?
Absolutely not. I like my leg.
So Lana, so going back to the basketball thing, you know, I come from Indiana, the greatest basketball state of all time. We played no blood, no foul. Andy bled, he won. So I took a loss in my fighting career. So I'm at 0-1 right now.
Yeah, I'm a diehard Heat fan. Don't talk to me about that. I'm a huge Heat fan.
What about Rick Barry? We interviewed Rick Barry last week. And,
Yeah, but he's not a Heat, you know, so he's
a legend.
Golden State, but the granny shot king, right?
Yep. He has, I believe it is the best field goal percentage. Why he couldn't teach Shaq that, so Shaq could just literally hand it over and put it in the hoop, you know, from free throw line. You know, I'm not sure. So do you go to Heat games?
Yeah, I do, actually. The last game I went to was actually for my birthday. A friend of mine took me. I went to the Heat versus the Nets, and we actually won that game. They're kind of a little bit of a rough streak right now. 7-game losing streak, but we just got Terry Rozier. We got to get him into the rotation. You know what I mean? Things are going to look up, but if you didn't obviously watch the playoffs last year, you know the Heat are not a regular season team. They are a playoff team, you know, hardest working team in the league, and we coming for a chip, and I don't care what you say.
I love this guy.
He's awesome.
This is great. Talk about, you know, the team, you know, Kilcliff down there.
Well, I'm actually no longer training at Kilcliff at the moment. I've actually decided after The Ultimate Fighter, training with Connor, and like just kind of like the way things were going in my life, I decided to do more of like the small team approach. MMA Science Academy is where I've trained at since I was 18 years old with my head coach, Roger Crawl, and he decided to start a pro team. So I decided to kind of like bring my circle a little smaller and get a place where I could get coaching and get in a routine and have people like paying attention and catering to the needs that I need for my training camp. So, they're a great team. They have great coaches, but it's a huge room. You know what I mean? You got four or five coaches for like 75, 80 fighters. And I feel like it just wasn't the right move for what I need at the moment, getting in the UFC and being where I'm at right now. But I still got a lot of love for them. The coaches are great. I still talk to my former teammates all the time. It's never anything like animosity or anything like that. They're great people, great team. And the bridge isn't burned there, but I just decided to do my own thing. And, you know, I feel like it's worked out really well for me. I've made great gains. I've made great improvements. And, you know, my confidence has skyrocketed. My health has gotten way better. I feel awesome about this camp, and I'm ready to put on a show with it.
You know, I think a lot of times fans don't realize that, Landon. You know, they think, you know, whether it's Extreme Couture or, you know, Miletich back in the day. And, you know, you think those big teams and how awesome it is. But I don't think people realize that, you know, that takes a lot of time. and you need certain things done. And if you're in, you know, a room of, I don't know, 90 people or 100 people, you're not getting that attention that you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, is when you're in a room full of all those people, like, it's hard to stay accountable. You get tired. No coaches are watching you. No coaches are on you. And I know, like, I'm not someone who needs to be babysat, but I feel like it helps your drive a lot more when you got the coaches watching you. It puts pressure on you to keep working hard through the whole practice and taking those little breaks and coasting and taking breaks with certain partners. You know what I mean? I feel like when I have a small amount of partners, we're held a lot more accountable, so I get a lot more work in.
See, Landon just caught me. He didn't know he just caught me, but that's the reason why with David Vieira, the room was so big, I could skate through stuff because he couldn't see me hiding in the corner. Now everybody knows what I did. Thanks.
I roped him.
So Landon, I guess back during when Shaq was with the Heat, he had a new yacht that he named Free Throw, and it was guaranteed not to sink.
I did not know that. Crazy.
Yeah, he's guaranteed not to sink it because his name Free Throw.
Let's before we run out of time, let's talk about, you know, the task at hand. You're there. It's a work week, but Saturday is the job. Talk to us about the fight. Talk to us about your opponent.
I mean, it's a great fight. You know what I mean? The matchmakers always know what they're doing, you know. This is a fight that I technically asked for. I didn't call Markel out, but my manager was set a fight that was available February 3rd with his name to all our lightweights, and I was the first one to jump at it. I think it's a great matchup, two strikers going at it. You know, I feel like he does a lot of things that I'm really good at with calf kicks and, like, draw stepping and he has a lot of good techniques and a lot of things he does. He comes from a good camp, Factory X. But at the end of the day, I feel like I've had more of a strength of schedule. I fought tougher opponents. I've been in dogfights, and I know things about myself that I know he doesn't know about himself because he's never been there, you know. He's never lost his flow in a fight. He's never had anyone push him, and he's never actually fought a real striker. So I think I have a huge advantage as far as experience is concerned. And I have the technique and the skill to match whatever he brings me, and he's not going to show me anything I haven't seen before. So I'm looking to go in there and make a statement and show that I'm not just here to be signed to the UFC. I'm here to be a contender in the division, and I'm going to make a strong introduction with a W come Saturday.
What can you, if anything, can you take from that experience of being in the house, being in that tough season, you know, as now your career furthers and now a member of the UFC, and can you draw from anything from the house?
Absolutely, man. Those lights were crazy. The pressure of that situation was crazy. You know, before being in the UFC or being on those big shows, I had fought Titan FC. I fought in front of big crowds. I fought for belts. I've been scheduled for 5-round fights. I fought tough opponents. I've been in tough fights. But there's nothing like being in that UFC octagon and being in that apex, that eerie feeling, you know? So I feel like with all the things that were going on, I felt like I tried to downplay the moment on the pressure. And I feel like that's something that made me freeze. You know, I wasn't ready for that moment. As ready as I thought I was, God put me in there to show me that I wasn't. And by going through that experience and taking that loss to Jason Knight and being under that pressure, I understand what that feels like now. And I've learned to embrace my emotions and embrace the pressure and embrace the moment and not let the moment be bigger than me. So I feel like that's something huge that I've taken from that, as well as the training regimen and the training routines, the way watching Conor carry himself. Because let's be real, Conor's the most successful fighter in the history of the sport. You know, you can argue about GOAT status, you can argue who has more accomplishments, but if you want to talk about success, he's the top of the totem pole, you know? So being able to see how he carries himself, I took a lot of notes from that, the way I do my training, the way I recover, the way I stretch, like, there was the way my attitude is. There's a lot of things that helped me grow from that experience, and I'm going to take it with me come February 3rd.
Awesome. Landon, thank you for your time. Enjoy the week. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. We're going to send you some drinks from Bucked Up Energy Drink, as well as can Landon be our first recipient of some of the honey?
Absolutely.
All right, talk about the honey real quick.
We're going to send honey. It's honey infused, spicy, goes on to anything, pizza, you know, food.
I love me some hot honey.
All right, so we're going to get you some of that as well. Have a good time. We'll talk after and try to get you into the Tampa Bay area to do some fishing and. But more importantly, you have a job at hand, and enjoy it and have fun on Saturday.
Absolutely, my brother. These are the best nights of our life, and one day we aren't going to be able to do this anymore. So take it in stride, right?
This guy's a veteran.
He's the best.
God, he is the best. Landon, thanks a lot. Enjoy the week.
All right, guys. God bless. Thank you.
See you
as well. Landon Quiones. And he's talking like he's been around for, you know, forever. This is I like this young man. Almost said kid, this young man.
Well, speaking of veterans, I saw that the Navy.
All right. First of all, let's hit a break, and then you can try to, whatever you're going to start, talking about my boys, boys in the Navy. We'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8 Man Strong, and BioAccelerator. Next week, Vegas. The rest of this week, here at the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. And they have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With Cool Breeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call Cool Breeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Hulk Hogan, one of the better liners that we have.
Yeah.
You know, it is Hulk Hogan. I was really surprised. Nothing of Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, Saturday at Royal Rumble at the Trop.
Crazy.
Or Monday at Emily Arena.
What about Ric Flair? Any of the local guys included in any of it? I mean,
Titus came out and he tried to, you know, pump up the crowd. Terry had a long bit that was recorded.
Okay.
And I get that. We know right. They're up in age and blah, 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 blah.
What about John Cena?
No. No John Cena. Brock, no Brock for obvious reasons. Brock has been mentioned.
It's 300 for the UFC.
No, Brock has been mentioned in the lawsuit.
Oh.
With Vinnie Mac. Just that he was involved in something.
What's going on there? Like, so I'm not really up on, but Vince McMahon, the owner of, or
former
owner of the WWF, WWE, is under allegations of human trafficking or allegations of misconduct of personal relations.
That appears to be correct.
Wow.
And Vince's statement that was sent out, and it's been all over social media, is that he adamantly denies it all.
Okay.
But he felt it was better to step back and fight this than to bring down the WWE.
Okay.
But a lot of things have been coming out, you know, and I haven't talked to my attorney yet, so I don't know what I wanted, you know, the things that I've heard.
So would that make sense of why they would sell to Endeavor? Maybe they knew this was looming or it was coming, or yeah, is that what they typically do in these situations where you kind of...
I don't know. Yourself? I've never heard of a typical situation like this. So okay. I don't know. Okay. But it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, this is the wrestling mecca. I mean, this used to be the hub.
Here's my controversial statement.
Okay.
If any of the allegations are true, it's awful. Right. And, you know, there needs to be things done, said, whatever.
Sure.
And I guess that there was an agreement for payment, and then the payments, you know, I don't know any of that stuff. It's stuff that I've read, I've seen. I don't know what's true and what's not. Here's my only issue that I have the problems with from the other side. The one side, if any of this was done, things need to be done.
Okay.
You okay? My problem is, how long ago did this happen? Mm-hmm. You know, did it happen last week? What? Did it happen last year?
10 years ago.
Ten years ago. You know, you should come out instantly.
Right. Yeah, there's got to be a time. I mean, wasn't there a statute of limitations? Isn't that the whole reason you have like a time period where, you know, life is different now, right? I mean, like things are different now. Like things operate different now, right?
But some of these allegations, you know, that I've heard is illegal now and was illegal then.
Sure.
You know, anything if you're forced to do something.
Well, of course.
And again, I don't want to say the wrong thing and, you know, be censored and be canceled and all that stuff. I'm sure nobody wants these things to happen to them. But I just have a problem with now.
Right.
You know, Trump happened so long ago. Now.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Like, you know, good point. Sure. Come out when it happens.
Right.
I guarantee you, if that would have ever happened to me or my kids or whatever, I'm Cain Velasquez. I hope.
We're still free.
Well, no, but
is he still out?
He just cornered.
He just cornered
somebody.
How is Cain Velasquez free and cornering people?
He's out on bond, I believe. And when I say I hope I would be Cain Velasquez. You know, and I said this when it happened. Cain Velasquez did what every single one of us human beings say we would do, but don't have the basketballs to do. Knowing that you're going to go to prison for a day. Right. I don't want to go to prison for 10 seconds.
Right.
Okay? I'm too pretty. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
I want no part of that. And Cain did what we all said we would do. But he did it.
Right.
He just missed and hit the wrong guy.
Yeah.
It's still a problem to hit the right guy.
But accuracy matters.
It does matter.
In this situation, accuracy is the most important part.
Next week, our broadcast schedule from Mandalay Bay. Radio Row. Yeah, it's Mandalay Bay.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
The facility. See, I thought it was going to be the convention center, but I do know that Mandalay Bay is massive as well.
Wow.
Maybe, you know, the convention center was too big, even though Radio Row was at the convention center here in Tampa.
Right.
So we're at Mandalay Bay. We'll be broadcasting 12 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, which is 9 to 1 in the morning. So get there early. Oh, that's right. You're not coming.
Okay.
12 to 4 on Tuesday, 12 to 4 on Wednesday, 12 to 4 on Thursday, Friday, 2 to 5.
Would you consider staying in Vegas for extended time?
To do what?
Can you just hang around till March 30th?
Well, there's planes that could come back later.
Well, because my boy, Keith One Time Thurman.
Yeah, I reported on it on last week.
Mr. 727.
Yeah.
He's fighting.
Yep.
So that's exciting. But no, going back to the veterans, at the top of that break, did you see that they've now dropped the high school requirement to enter the U.S. Navy? So that means people who do not have a high school diploma can now enlist and go to the service.
Which to me is telling you that they need people.
They need people. So
you know, there was a time where, like, if you got in trouble, you'd go before the judge, and he's like, you're either going to go to prison or go to the military. Then it got to a point where they didn't need that anymore.
Right.
You know, they had enough. And I understand why. I wouldn't join the military today.
There's a conflict right now. I mean, the U.S. is involved in a bunch of stuff, and troops were just killed this week.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't join for those reasons. I wouldn't join for other reasons.
Oh, okay.
This country is a disaster. And until we fix here, you know, that's my opinion.
Well, your country is a disaster. My country is doing just fine. Well, where's your flag, Mr. Patriotic?
Well, first of all, I would never drape my body with a flag.
It's not my body. It's my shirt. It's my coat.
your coat. My so jacket. You're draped. You, first of all, it's a gi.
It's my jacket. It's cold out. It's winter in Florida.
It's the bottom of the hour. Thank goodness. This is Knockout Radio.
Where's your flag?
My folded flags are in my house.
Oh, you had to hit me with that.
I had to hit you with that. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. A lot of cool things to come.
Now I'm bleeding.
Most of them have nothing to do with Matt.
My bleeding heart.
We'll be right back.
This is Antonio Holmes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
You know what? I said that Hulk Hogan is one of those great liners.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who is that?
Ernie Harwell?
Ernie Harwell.
Are you kidding me?
It's a great voice. So what did he do?
Baseball.
What was
he?
Baseball.
Detroit Tigers.
I mean, Detroit... in the news a lot this last week. I mean, how close, you know, to the promised land were the Lions? Like, you know,
arrogance. Lost. Arrogance.
Yeah. Well, but that's what got them.
I understand
season.
That. No, I understand
going
that.
Fourth down, now taking the chances, like believing in your team, building in that trust.
I understand that. But I think there's a time, which I've been trying to teach you, about letting arrogance go.
But, man, it would have been, does it matter from your side of things as, you know, a media guy? Does it matter who's in the Super Bowl? Do you care? Would it have mattered to you if the Lions were actually against the Chiefs or, you know, does it matter because whoever's there, you're covering it?
You know what matters is if you need to be quiet so we can get our next guest on.
Oh, yeah. That's
because I don't want him to get all mad, reach through the phone lines, and strangle you to death. Oh, well, maybe I do want that. maybe that would be okay. Let's go to the phone lines as we continue getting ready for the UFC at the Apex this weekend. And welcome Gilbert Urbina. Gilbert, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, man? Feeling good. I'm not going to strangle anybody just yet, though.
Well, but if at any time you want to, I have the guy that I would like you to strangle, and I will put him on a plane and fly him to Vegas today.
All right. Sounds good. We'll take care of him after we take care of the first victim.
Perfect. It sounds good. Let's first talk about, we talk about fight week, and I'm always curious about how you athletes get through fight week. You know, obviously your job is getting ready to prepare for your reward. Eve Edwards always said the job is getting ready for the fight. The fight is your reward. How do you get through this next week? Do you think about Saturday? Do you try to block it out? Which is better for you?
You know, Eve said it best, man. I believe the work that's being put in leading up to the fight is really the fight, you know. Once you get in there, kind of goes second nature, man. Something just takes over, and I'd say adrenaline, and then, you know, you're just in there rolling with the punches and getting yours in. It's been a great preparation, man. We've been brothers out here in Las Vegas. We've been here about a year now. This will be taking on my UFC fight, and yeah, I'm excited, man. The preparation's been great. I actually just finished running as I got the call and from you guys, and it's a pleasure to be on the show with you guys.
Well, hopefully we didn't make you have to stop running, because then you will strangle Matt, and I'm all for it.
No, definitely not. I just finished running, so it was just a perfect timing on the call right there.
You mentioned about, you know, when you get in and what's going through your mind? Are you just kind of like flowing? Are you thinking? You know, and I ask people that all the time because there's different answers. A lot of times we're doing this radio show and I'm not even thinking. We're just going. And then there's times I'm thinking like for the next question. So how is that? Or is it both?
Definitely. It's both. I'd say it probably has the same, you know, like the same little struggle in an interview, even, you know, when you have to think of certain things, or sometimes it'll just flow out of you and you get the best of it. And, I'd say both. I'd say a lot of both, but, it's important that when you're in there, you get back in that conscious mindset, you know, and you're thinking about your next moves and not too far ahead, but just right on time, you know.
Right.
Well, timing is important in this game.
So speaking of, next moves ahead and maybe unconscious decisions, I see you're a Green Bay Packer fan and
no
longer a part of this year's Super Bowl. Who are you cheering for, or do you have a favorite in this year's Super Bowl?
Man, I was going for the Packers, man. You know, at the Go Pack Go, they were doing so dang good, man. Up until that field goal, offense and defense, man. Being as young as they are, the Packers, man, they did a hell of a year, man. And you know, I might have to go with the 49ers. I got a bunch of buddies in California. And, you know, it's that rivalry matchup, right, against the Chiefs that they're playing it back, Super Bowl. So I think hopefully the 49ers will get them, man.
You know, it's funny because, it's a rematch. It's everybody is against Kansas City except for that two-mile vicinity around the stadium. And now you bring in Taylor Swift, and now it's, you know, shrunk about 1 mile.
Now we got all the girls watching football because of Taylor Swift, huh? We love to see it, man.
How far back do you go as a Packer fan? Meaning, you know, do you know and know about some of the old school Packers?
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah. My dad actually worked up north. He picked pickles. He was a migrant worker up there. He had me and my brother up there. I was born in Ripon, Wisconsin, back in '96, and we've been '96 was the Super Bowl year for us. Year I was born, and you know. We love the Hail Mary, baby, and you know the Green Bay Packers always bringing that Hail Mary out, from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers all the way down to Jordan Love. They're throwing them Hail Marys, huh?
For sure. So I had a friend of mine played for the Packers, kind of a big deal, Ray Nitschke,
nice.
And Ray told me all these stories. So I won't bore you with a lot of them, but he told me some stories about his rivalry with Dick Butkus, and so I went to a meet and greet with as a Packer fan. You may like this. So I go to this meet and greet because I do a lot of charity stuff, and, you know, I pick up auction items that we can donate and give to the auction. So nice. I was standing in line waiting for Dick Butkus, who was extremely late. Now, I'm not stupid. I waited. I got the helmet signed for the charity event, And then as I walked away, I said, Ray Nitschke would have never been late. Let's just say Kukkis was not very happy.
He would have never been late.
Dang, I'm glad you got it, though. That's big news for that event, that charity event.
No, for sure. It was for Marty Lyons Foundation, who played for the New York Jets. And, you know, I still do a lot of stuff for them. Let's talk about Saturday. Let's talk about your opponent. What do you know? What do you need to know? Or do you really not need to know anything? It's what you're going to do on Saturday.
You know, I always feel like it's definitely what I'm going to do on Saturday. My opponent's name's Charles Radke. He fights out of a Chicago fight team called Valley Flow Striking. So he's got a good team. He's got a good team amongst him. And, you know, I definitely know he's going to bring it. And, you know, that's, like I said, it kind of goes back down to my work ethics and just staying busy every day. Most fighters aren't even running on their fight week. They're just cutting weight. They're just in there in a sauna cutting weight. But I like to treat it like this is a year-round game for me. You know what I mean? It's like there is no off-season in fighting in UFC. So we stay busy. We get ready for those short-notice calls. I've had plenty of opponent switch-ups the day before fights. I've had 10-day notice fights. So I know how you got to be in order to be a company man for the UFC in order to get paid, you know? So I try and stay ready year-round. I try and stay in good shape and, you know, knock this weight off. All I got to really worry about now is just finishing up these UFC interviews here around in a couple hours. And then just cutting the weight, man, cutting the weight, and it's go time, you know. Saturday will be here before we know it.
I always say that my next weight cut will be my cremation.
Your cremation? Oh, man. That's a little weird. I hope you get a little bit of work done before then.
Well, I hope I have a lot of time before I have to worry about it.
It's all love. Yep.
So, Gilbert, you're talking 1996 Packers Super Bowl champions, the year you're born. 1996, to me, was South Padre Island. There was a network called MTV that used to do reality shows, and they used to have these spring breaks. And South Padre Island, Texas, was the hottest spring break destination for ever. Yeah. I've never been there myself, but tell everybody what it's like. Is it still worth going to? And
is this true, or are you making this up?
True
story. No, this is the real deal. This is the real deal. They had back then, they had a beach. They called it Coca-Cola Beach, and MTV would pull up, and all the colleges would pull up. It was just a crazy time. I actually got to experience, maybe not the MTV part, but the Coca-Cola Beach back when I was in high school. I got to sneak out to the island and enjoy some of the spring break times a little early. But, yeah, man, South Padre Island's the real deal. Hopefully this next spring break, we'll turn it back up again, man, and get everybody out there enjoying the Gulf of Mexico. You already know.
What do you do to relax? How do you relax non-fight week? You know, 3 weeks from now, you know, the fight's over. It's, you know, you've got the victory. You've enjoyed that. And now what do you do for relaxation until it's time to get back into the gym?
You know, I feel like nothing changes really, man. And that's kind of the awesomeness of fighting right here in Vegas. Now that this is my new home, it's been for a year. Just another day in Vegas, man. I got my house out here, my car, my brothers, my dad. I got my other brother Hector flying in tomorrow. I got my buddies from Gelato Canico flying in tomorrow. We're actually probably going to be the first fighter to have a tailgate right outside the Apex because tickets are about $3,000 to $4,000. So I don't know anybody that wants to pay that much for a fight, just a fight night. But we definitely have a lot of fans and friends in the tailgate waiting on us on our way out.
The party, the tailgate is going to be at the Apex parking lot there at the UFC?
Yes, sir. I don't think anybody's done it yet, but we'll be the first for sure. We're going to turn that up.
Please videotape it. I know you're going to put it on your social media, but I need to see that as well.
I think
definitely. Definitely will, man. Definitely will. But, yeah, it's and we're just excited to get back in there and do it again for you guys over and over and over.
Good stuff. Well, Gilbert, thank you for your time. I know we're going to get your address.
One last question, Gilbert, before you got it. I mean, you said your dad was a pickle farmer. Your dad was a migrant pickle farmer. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right. Out there in Wisconsin.
What's the best pickle on the market? Like, if we got one pickle, man, to put on our food.
That's a question for Pop. Let me see if he's right here. Where's Pop at? Okay. Hey, Pop.
Put him on.
I'm on an interview right now, and the guys are asking. I told him that you're a pickle farmer. He's saying, what's the best
pickle on the market right now, would you say?
Oh, at this time? Talking about the 70s, man. 80s.
Yeah, back in the day, huh?
Yeah. Cucumbers, man.
The cucumbers.
That's the ones I used to pick.
There you go. Pop those cucumbers and where it's at, man.
Awesome. Good stuff. I know that we're going to get you my number so you can text me your address so that we can mail you some packages. One from 8 Man Strong. We'll send you some gear. Not only put your size in, but since your dad was involved, we have to send him some shirts as well.
That's awesome.
Nice.
We'll send
love.
You some energy drinks from Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Some Texas Hot Honey.
And some Texas Hot Honey. We'll send you some bottles of that as well.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate your time. Enjoy the week. And have fun on Saturday, okay?
God bless you guys. God bless you guys. I'll send you the address.
Yeah, and yeah, send the video. Of the tailgate.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yep, you'll see the tailgate after party for sure.
Well, we'll be out there next week. Maybe we can redo it and have a tailgate somewhere as well.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll have a cookout right there outside the Apex. We did.
We're in. Okay.
We'll do it.
Gilbert, thank you very much for your time. Take care.
All right, boys. Have a good one. God bless.
Later. Gilbert Urbina. Awesome. Real dude.
Man, I love okay. it.
And then, I can almost imagine this just from what we just said. He's going to be involved in the tailgate, not just hanging out, right. You know, which you have to be really careful of.
Yeah.
You know, truly, all kidding aside, because I remember vividly Sam Hoger told me the story. You know, you cut all this weight. You're eating right and whatever. He weighs in on Friday, and Friday night, he's dumb like you and me, and went to a sushi buffet.
Yeah, all you can eat.
And then he was just not good on Saturday.
Well, because of glycogen, he just was probably in a coma.
Yeah.
Like last night.
I really was. I swear, I got home. You know, I stayed longer than I anticipated, but I didn't stay till the end.
Right.
And I was probably home by 9, you know, I guess. And I was asleep at 10. And I don't go to sleep till 2 in the morning. I literally sleep 2-3 hours a night. Not because I want to. It just happens. So I fell asleep, you know, Hendrick, you know, called, I didn't answer, and I woke up about 10:30, and I'm like, dude, I can't talk to you, I'm in a coma.
Yeah.
And he goes, I've seen you eat, you couldn't have eaten more than you normally do. And I don't think I overate.
Just so much rich foods. I mean, the flavor profiles were, like, from every, I mean, type of food.
I didn't even eat from every booth, I tried.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's so difficult, and I know that we have to hit this break. It's so difficult when you've had like that pork loin or that shrimp from, I think it was the Lightning. And I want to try others, but I know these are good.
Right.
Not okay. Good. Great.
What about the steak with the purple potato at the end of the St. Pete side?
I didn't get that until almost the end of the night. Yeah, it was outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Let me just tell people, you know, all year long, stay tuned to this station. Because and this radio program, because we have tickets to give away every year, and you need to win them.
You don't want
to. And if you don't win them, you need to buy them. A, you're helping Metropolitan Ministries.
Great fan of that.
B, there's, you know, a lot of great chefs. Titus O'Neill. There were some other celebrities there last night. Who knows? You may see a fist fight on something. You may see something broken. We will be there next year. So there's no telling what these morons will end up doing.
You know what that means? Rematch.
Which means I'm 1-0 for a year. I can live with it for a year.
We need another food fight. We've got to find a different city.
All right, let's go hit this quarter hour break. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. We'll be right back.
Flag is warm.
You're an idiot.
This is Russ Hochstein, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. 877-247-ZONE.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is R.W. McQuarters from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live.
I heard the song. I want to hear the song. I don't want to listen to you.
What was the song?
It was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. What's up, Brett Michaels? What was the guy's name that he said? He called
him? I don't know what he called him, but Brett Michaels
Michael
is worth
something. Beavis.
I'm telling you what, Brett Michaels, I'm sick that I'm going to miss it. UFC 299 is that night in Miami.
So where should I be?
You'll be at the concert. You'll be at the concert.
I'm not really a concert guy. I mean, it's not really my speed. I don't even know the last concert I went to.
I understand. You're a loser in a square. I get it. So, and I've told this story. So we started this thing before COVID where we would go, my brother would take us all to a concert.
Yeah.
The first installment of this new sibling thing was Queen.
Okay.
Row two. Were we row one? I think we were row one. No, we were row two. You know, so it's a big concert. It's a big deal. So last year, my brother says, all right, we're going to do it, whatever the date. We're going to go to Brett Michaels. And if I was to tell you how disappointed I was, we were at Queen. Now we're going to Brett Michaels. Okay? I mean, I know who he is, and I liked him on The Apprentice. He was on The Apprentice. You know, and it was a whole thing. I forget who the other three or four bands was. I would go back to see Brett Michaels. A, he's the nicest guy. Unbelievably.
Yeah, we saw him at the Super Bowl in Phoenix, right?
Yeah,
last year. So, no question. He's a nice guy, great guy.
A great performer. And he is so humble. And he almost puts it on like it's not truthful. That's how humble he is. It's like, come on, nobody can be that humble.
I think I've been to three concerts in my life. And one's the Scorpions with you and Steve when Mickey D is here. So I went to that. I went to Aerosmith/Kiss in Red Rocks in Denver once. And I went to Alabama concert. That's it. Where at? Alabama? In Evansville, Indiana.
Alabama's touring again. How do you tour again?
What do you mean? Why not?
Well, because there was four and then there was three. You know, when the drummer, it came out, the drummer really wasn't part of the group. So it went from four to three and then one passed away. So now it went from three to two.
Okay.
You know, so it's now, even though the, you know, Randy Owens is still Randy Owens. But it's like anything. Now, these bands that are no longer really the bands. But which would you rather? This is a serious question.
Okay.
Would you rather, and we've seen, you know, Steve has taken me to a concert or two that I really wanted to sneak out quickly because they were so old and they were so off key and they were so bad.
Like ZZ Top.
Like, well, I haven't seen them. But
remember how they used to like lean? And then their knees don't bend, like their back is not good. So now they don't even like, they just kind of like do this like awkward like slant.
So my question is, would you rather go see the band with the original people? Steve and I went to go see Kool and the Gang. There was only one dude from the original Kool and the Gang. Now it was Papa Kool.
Was he still cool?
I know, he was definitely cool. this dude, like, he was playing the bass guitar. He was kind of propped up on a chair.
Okay.
He wasn't sitting on it. He was leaning on it. And no, it was cool.
Okay.
But so the question is, would you rather go see the band even past when you really should be listening to them? Or would you rather go see the band with a couple people, maybe the guitar player, maybe the drummer, but the singer is different and sounds similar? You know, could be the guy who left Journey who sounded like Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Which would you rather? I'm torn.
I just saw this on a Facebook meme the other day. It's like, you know, Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth, you know, both front men for Van Halen. It said, doesn't matter. It's the music. It's the band the guy isn't the X factor. So I think it's the music. I gotta keep it pure.
So if you were to go see Bon Jovi,
yeah,
without John Bon Jovi singing, that's okay.
I think that's different because that's his name.
Well, but
the band is name,
but it's the music. You know, that's you just said the music.
It's like going to see Cher and she's not there. It's like,
that's not what it is, because Bon Jovi, you know, I'm sure he's not the only dude that sings. He only sings 89% of it. But, you know, the Eagles. Well, the Eagles have, you know, moved on, or then Glenn Frey passed away. And, you know, and you're I'm sure if I can't think of the one guy who's saying about destroying the hotel room. I can't think of his name. Who we met at Outlying Stadium at one of the softball games.
I think it's different if it's a group.
Who? Joe Walsh.
But it's a different if it's a group versus like a singer, right? If it's Prince, you're not going to go see somebody that looks like Prince, like singing Prince cover songs. But if it's a band, the Jackson 5.
So Aerosmith.
Yeah, Aerosmith, you don't need Steven Tyler. It's Aerosmith.
Really?
Yeah, Aerosmith is the band.
Now, I think, like always, I do think you're an idiot. I think you do need, you know, Tyler. But I think I told the story about Joe Perry. You know, I was upset that I was going to see him doing a rehearsal. I was the only one there. That dude is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was very impressive. So you could listen to Cheap Trick without Robin Zander?
I don't even know who that is. But I do know that Steven Tyler...
He doesn't know who you are either.
Standing on the stage looks like the mic stand. I mean, it just looks like... It just put a mic stand there with like a scarf around it.
Rolling Stones without Mick Jagger?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rolling Stones?
I've heard of him. I know who it is. I know the band. And I know Mick Jagger's the guy with the big lips, right? Like the big...
Yeah, that's how you remember
him. Isn't he like the Rocky Horror Picture guy? I don't know. I'm not into concerts, Randy. I've been to 3 in my entire life. Okay, so if I had one concert, you have one... You send me to one concert. Okay, I'm going to turn Matt into a... concert fan, a guy that enjoys live show. Which concert are you sending me to? I get one show to convert me to a hobbyist.
I would send you to, I was going to say ABBA. Maybe Taylor Swift.
Oh, a Swiftie.
Well, because I know you'd sell the ticket.
No, I would go to Swiftie. Swiftie's awesome.
I would sell the ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You buying into the conspiracy that there's political agenda behind the Super Bowl now?
No, I mean, but she has brought so much and so many eyes, and do you, I believe that
$31 million value
that Kels, and it's Kels, not Kelsey. We've talked about the story. Mm-hmm. That it's the number one selling jersey. What? How is that the number one selling jersey? Because of Taylor Swift.
No question.
You know, people that are giving her a hard time, and she hasn't asked for the camera to be put on her. Matter of fact, right. She's asked not to. And, you know, she's flying from Japan.
Right.
She has a concert, I guess it's like Friday night.
Right. It's a 13-hour trip.
Yeah, well, like I told my wife, the luxury liner that she's on is no. It'll be just like being in a hotel. Granted, you can't walk off the hotel.
Right.
You know, you can't walk down, you know, but that thing is, yeah, I'm sure.
She'll be there in time.
No, for sure. For sure.
But one concert to convert me. Now, don't tell me Taylor Swift. Steve, who's your favorite live concert of all time?
Oh, no, it's Ozzy Osbourne.
Is it?
Yeah, his favorite is Ozzy.
Didn't Ozzy bring COVID to the world?
No, because he finished the bat.
Oh, he ate the whole bat?
Yeah, he ate the whole thing.
Okay, because I thought it was a bat that caused COVID.
Supposedly, something like that. You know, I don't know. I think it would have to be, at least for me, something that's just high energy, great music. But, you know, I've seen some good concerts that were awful, if that makes sense. The music is great. You know, I saw one guy, a country guy, I won't say his name because I don't want to be sued, who literally just sat on a bar stool.
Is that the one that got booed a lot?
No, he didn't get booed at all. Yeah. You know, he's phenomenal. Garth Brooks is a great concert.
I lied.
Of course you did.
I lied. I did have floor tickets to Garth Brooks when I was in high school. I did go to a Garth Brooks concert, and I sat on the floor. But I'm not a fan of sitting on the floor, Randy.
I'll never know.
Because it's not the best view. I mean, literally... You got to be elevated, I would say, 7 to 10 feet above the stage. So you have like a better view of like the entire platform. And that goes for fighting. That goes for the food fight. I just think you should stay off the floor.
No, I agree. it was awful.
But about
6 seconds I was on the floor was awful.
Royal Rumble, floor tickets,
awful.
Never do it again.
Never. Never. Well, what I'll do is, you know, and I'm not complaining. And when I complained last night, I was saying I'm not complaining. You know, I was credentialed. So it was a credential seat.
Right.
But I would never stay there. I would then walk, you know, sure. Next time I'm going to walk around. I'm going to go find an empty seat. I'm going to go with Fair Play and sit in Jelly Roll seat, whatever I need to do.
Sit on Jelly Roll slot.
You know, just because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
You know, Royal Rumble is my favorite wrestling event.
Yeah, there's your bucket list.
It was cool. Sean and I took photos.
Was it disappointing? I mean, are you disappointed? Was your expectation too high going into it where you were like, okay, Royal Rumble in my hometown, this is legendary. It's going to be like the greatest thing I've ever done in my career. And when it didn't match up to that, is that why you're disappointed?
I'm disappointed because I didn't see the Royal Rumble. Okay. I was in the building. I know that the Royal Rumble went on.
Well, that's the point.
Talk more about it. We're at the top of the hour.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk more about my awful experience at the Royal Rumble last Saturday. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, this is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles,
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
listen.